Welcome to the Black History Toolkit podcast with Abu Bakr Madan Al-Shabazz.
1492 comes to an end. So after that particular period, Spain and Portugal becomes the two superpowers of the world. Spain, because they know about the exploits of Mansa Musa, Sonny Ali. They knew the gold which was coming out of North Africa and the food supply that was coming into Europe from Africa into the Iberian Peninsula, which flooded into Europe, such as asparagus, rice, oranges, lemons, limes, and the list just goes on. The list just goes on with the amount of food supplies that was coming in, as well as precious stones, such as rubies and emeralds, gold that was coming out, silver was coming out, iron, copper, bronze, and the list just goes on, that was coming out of Africa into that region. And this is what they want to exploit. So prisoners of war to these so-called colonies, but the colonies which they focus on are the small Caribbean islands, because these lands were huge. We know about the conquistadores going into Central America and South America, etc. But they were wanted to produce minerals, commodities, resources, etc. from this. But they couldn't get a cheap slave labor from Africa because Africa belonged to the Portuguese. I've read books where they say that Spain was going into Portugal. This was a violation of the treaty. This didn't happen. It happened later on, but not in the early stages. Okay. Other nations fight the system. So what happened is now they're all fighting. The Portuguese are fighting the Dutch. The Spanish are fighting the British. Then obviously the French comes in later on. The Spanish are fighting the French and the British and the Dutch. And they were fighting and squabbling amongst each other and fighting one another. And this is where the concept of race comes out. The concept of race was when these European nations were racing down the Atlantic to develop it. And what they noticed was when they were going into these different areas in the so-called Caribbean islands, in Central America, in North America, in South America, in Asia, they started to notice that the skin color of the people were different. So they didn't realize that there was, they actually thought there was more white people beyond Europe. This is what was believed at the time. So what they started doing, they started to put the word race, not by them racing down, which comes from the essence competition. The word race was now put on the five color classification of people around the globe, which is black, white, yellow, red, and brown people, with the white people now being at the top. This is how race was constructed in the 1600s. So you now understand where the concept of race literally comes from. Okay, racing down to develop is about economics, is about trade and commerce, commercial enterprising, resources, minerals, etc., etc. It seems to be glossed over. They seem to focus on those slaves that were coming out of Africa. But they didn't come until just before the 1600s. This is important here. Okay, the first slaves that went over were from Spain. I'm a descendant of those slaves, okay? We were Moors, we were living in Spain. When Columbus brought many of us over, etc., they referred to us as Maroons. We moved from the word Moor to Moresco to Maroons. We went to the mountains of places like Jamaica, we settled there, and the Spanish couldn't enslave us. I'm a descendant of those people. I can trace my lineage back to Spain, to Andalusia, I'm a Moor. Well, we call us Maroons. Maroons comes from the word Cimarrone, or Cimarrones, which means wild or untamed. In order to associate with horses, because after the 1490s, these people refused to capitulate to Catholicism. They still wanted to hold on to their belief. They were still fighting for freedom, and they expected Ferdinand and Isabella to respect the treaty that they signed with Boabdil or Abu Abdullah in 1492. This is what this is about. Okay, the Songhai Empire, which I've got there, was destroyed in 1591. So now you can see how they're able to exploit West Africa because of the security now being lost in West Africa. Okay, so it goes on to say about contracts and licenses that the Spanish was offering out to other nations. So they're offering licenses to Portugal first, because Portugal owns Africa according to the Treaty of Tordesillas. Then Britain, France, Holland, Sweden, Denmark, Germany, and Italy comes in with contracts coming, which is committed to the Pope or by the Spanish monarchy to take slaves from West Africa. And this is how it comes about. And then later on, when they started to see the riches, they started to tear away the Spanish and the Portuguese empire. So if you look at Spain, for instance, Spain had America, North America. The Dutch had taken that off, called, you know, New York was called New Amsterdam. That was taken by the Dutch in the 1600s. The Dutch also took in the 1640s Brazil from the Portuguese. Britain came in and they took the southern parts of the state, which later became known as Virginia. It was called Jamestown. Now you can see where the other nations are coming in to take away those exploits from the Spanish and the Portuguese. The French Quarter is areas which is known as Mississippi and Louisiana. Okay, is known as the French Quarter. So now you can see where the asiento de negros, permission or licenses to sell negroes. We're no longer called Moors now, we're called negroes. And this is what develops our downfall at this particular time now.